we need to review this constitution. That's why we need to be very reflective about it and try and understand. We have a certain cultural practice, cultural norms, cultural values, that even within a context where we have power to exercise, we exercise it with that frame in mind. And it doesn't allow us to be able to come out forcefully and to ensure that certain things are really. As societies modernize, you see these social values beginning to decline, and you begin to have very strong liberal views about certain things. And then there is also the issue around resource. Institutions don't work without the necessary resources that they need. Need to work. To what extent have you resourced these governance institutions over time?
Mm.
The shrads, the yokos, and all those institutions that are supposed to play some kind of an accountability role to check, to balance the system in terms of how power is exercised. Because of the structural problems with the way our constitution is structured, right? Every president who comes has an agenda.
Exactly.
Right? If he wants, and as I said, if the president wants something to happen, it will happen. When the NPP wanted free SHS to happen, they mobilized and they made it happen. So if a government wants something to happen, they will make it happen. So it is the agenda that the government comes into power with. They say they want to deal with corruption in a certain manner that is different. They are making it happen. So the lack of resources for these organizations are deliberate. You and I can share that, right? Because if they want to say, I want to fight corruption, and I think that these institutions that we established to do so, we need to give them the space for them to be able to exercise their independent judgment over these matters, and we need to respect that. It's a political decision that can be made, right? But over time, have we been able to make those political decisions? I don't think that we have. There is the nature of how we establish our government and a party in government, by extension, bringing the party into the governance structure, and the needs of the party itself have always been in conflict with the broader public need in terms of how we are governing this country. So there certainly are challenges in relation to that and how that goes to affect the capacity of our state institutions to be able to deliver. How we get around this is a reflection that we have to do and to begin to ask our questions. Should we ensure that when we say an institution is independent, it is truly independent in black and white?
Governance expert Professor Emmanuel Osei Siama said the lack of a national development policy document over the years has given too much leeway for those who lead the country. He said it is time to develop a national policy framework for future governments to follow.
The problem with our constitution has to do with the fact that, you know, we're coming from military rule where there were a lot of dictatorships. So to kill that, especially looking at the symbolic nature of the then president as to having the military mentality and then changing him to adopt into the democracy and then the civil mentality. And so you will see that the constitution need to be captured in such a way that he will still have some role to play. And that is how come there were a lot of excessive power given to the president so that he can still have his way through us, just to let him know that in as much as we are going to the democracy way, you still have some role to play. So there should not be any distortion. You read the constitution in details, you will see that indeed it was captured in a particular way. Look at the constitution that we are talking about. Look at the constitution that is saying that about 75% of ministers that the president will appoint should come from the legislature, which is whereby we say that we want to practice separation of powers. Now, if you have a chunk of people who belong to the legislature who are supposed to be a check on the executive, belonging to the executive, then it means that there is a problem because at the end of the day, they will not have the absolute check because they already belongs to, some of them belongs to the executive. So that becomes a problem.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus.